following program is closed captioned for the fun impaired.
Anton Radio! Anton Radio! Radio! Radio!
Anton Radio!
The current time is 2:27 a.m., and it's time to sit back for the next half hour for a brand new Anton Radio program. For those of you who just turned the dial to this station for the very first time, let me catch you up. I am Anthony Latch. Hi. And I was recently fired from a local radio station, so now I kinda, sorta, maybe sneak in during the middle of the night to hit the airwaves once again. On this week's show, we have music from Tammy Howie and Bone Cage. Also, some of the special guests include my old high school buddy who moved to Colorado, who is here to talk about an exclusive new movie he saw. I sit down with a local college student who wants to get the word out for a fundraiser. Plus, since this is the last episode before Halloween, I'll be sitting down with Riff Raff from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Now, if you recall, I mentioned earlier that Halloween is in fact upon us. But don't let that spook you. I looked at the Scarometer, and this episode only comes in at a mere 2.3! That's a really, really low Scarometer rating. I had test episodes that got as high as 7.5 on the Scarometer. So, you should be able to experience this episode with very minimal shrieks and screams and other words that mean the same thing. So, I mentioned that an old friend of mine is here on today's show. He and I went to high school together, but after graduation, he moved to the great state of Colorado, right here in the United States of America. His name is Mike John, and he's right here in the studio to talk about an exclusive movie he got to see recently. So, please, let's all welcome my old friend from high school, who then moved to Colorado, Mike John. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Good to see you after all these years. How you been?
Well, you know, I've been pretty great. I mean, I got my own radio show.
Yeah, bud, look at all this. You got yourself some nice digs here. I didn't know you were into this stuff. Back in high school, did you try out for the radio team or anything?
The best after-school club, I must say, that's for sure. We placed second at state, by the way.
Holy cow, you serious? Second is pretty good for state.
I was joking, Mike. It was just a joke. There wasn't a radio team.
Wait, you was joking? I thought you were serious, man.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, I thought you were kidding when you asked me, so I was just kind of going along with it.
That's not funny, man. Lying to me in junk, not cool.
Okay, seriously, I thought you were joking, and I don't mean any disrespect or...
Hey, have you seen Jenny Scarfoli since high school? Did she shack up with anyone?
Shack up? I don't know. I mean, I haven't even really seen Jenny Scarfoli around at all.
Oh, okay. If you see her, though, let me know if she's hitched yet. I kind of had a thing for her.
Sure, okay. So anyways, speaking of Colorado, what brings you back here to Wisconsin, may I ask?
Yeah, pal, I was back in town for trout days, and then I figured I would see what you were up to, hit you up, see if you had a show or anything. Because boy, oh boy, do I have something awesome to talk about.
Yeah, see, I'm intrigued. Now, you and I are big movie buffs. For example, I remember seeing Mad Max on opening night with you, and Jenny Scarfoli was there, Lisa Turner, Francis Conway, Timmy Borden, Craig Stonefield, Aaron Slaughter.
Sarah Frank.
Yeah, Sarah, yeah.
Kathy Bowler, Jim Stansel.
Yeah, Simon Garfunkel, Hall Oates, Rizzoli Isles.
Yeah, man, yeah, all of them. And like you said, we are always big movie buffs, and I just saw an early screening of a movie that's going to be huge, I guarantee it.
Yeah, this is the stuff I love. Okay, so what'd you see?
Well, this movie only opened up in Colorado so far, so that's why I saw it, because I'm from there.
Well, yeah, of course.
I saw this new science fiction film called Guardians of the Galaxy, and I gotta tell you, you're gonna love this.
Wait, what? Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, I know it sounds weird, but hear me out. It takes place in space, and I know how you love space movies. There's a talking raccoon.
Wait, hold on here. I mean, I know what Guardians is.
No, this is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I know what Guardians is because I saw it a couple times, actually.
Well, yeah, of course, you saw the trailer.
No, I saw the entire movie in the theater. Talking Raccoon, Talking Tree, Zoe Saldana.
Yes, it has all of those things from the trailer. So I'm telling you, man, when it comes here, you just gotta go see it. I'm not kidding.
It's been here. I mean, it's still here. It literally plays all over the world.
No, man, it will. See, because I just saw it back in Colorado before I came back home for Bluegill Days.
I thought you said it was Trout Days.
Now, just hear me out. Just hear me out. The trailer was great. Now, did you love the trailer?
The trailer? Yeah, the trailer was great. But I'm telling you, Mike, that I've seen the whole movie 14 times, actually.
Nah, that's impossible.
No, it's not. I paid for each of the tickets. I have all the comics, the toys.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. You basically felt like you saw it because you got all the merchandise.
What? No.
I hear you.
No, I don't think you're understanding this. It's a very big blockbuster movie that made nearly $100 million on opening weekend.
Yeah, I know it did because the theater was packed when I went. I'm pretty sure everybody in Colorado went to go see it, you know? Because it's only playing there right now.
No, it's not. Why do you think that? You aren't serious, are you?
Oh, I don't joke when it comes to seeing exclusive movies, Anthony. This one is worth your money when it finally opens up here in Wisconsin.
It opened up everywhere in the States in the same night, like over 2 months ago, man.
Oh, really, Mr. Smart Slacks?
Smart Slacks?
If you saw this movie then, tell me, where do the Guardians break out of in the beginning?
Prison.
Well, that was an easy one because you see them fighting in prison in the trailer. Let me think of a specific question that only someone from Colorado would know the answer to.
Okay, shoot.
What color is the bad guy? What's his skin color?
Blue. And his name is Ronan. Ronan is blue.
Well, I suppose you have an unfair advantage since you read the comic books.
Are you out of your mind? I mean, this isn't some secret movie that only opened in Colorado. It's literally the biggest movie of 2014.
You mean it will be once other states go out to see it?
Okay, you know what? Normally I don't want to act like an old WCW match where we cut to a commercial in the middle of a fight, but let's cut to an ad. Let's cool down and we'll have more with Mike John from Colorado, who I went to high school with here in Wisconsin. Oh, we'll be right back.
How well do you know Senator-elect Paul Montgomery Saville? Senator-elect Paul Montgomery Saville wants to raise taxes. He's looking to cut jobs, make prices go higher, and spit on babies? Is this the senator that you want senating over you? Statistics report that Senator-elect Paul Montgomery Saville hates Netflix? He wants to go back to VCRs? Senator-elect Paul Montgomery Saville once accidentally unplugged the Nintendo because he was losing in a game of Mario Kart? Senator-elect Paul Montgomery Saville is a doo-doo head. Don't vote for him unless you like doo-doo heads. Haven't we had enough of doo-doo heads?
This ad was paid in full by the official I Hate Doo-Doo Heads Society of America. P.S. We f***ing hate Paul Montgomery Saville. And we're back here on Anton Radio, and our guest currently in the studio is Mr. John from Colorado, whom I went to high school with here in Wisconsin. Now, Mike, let's start over here. Let's just kind of just clean the palates. When did you see Guardians of the Galaxy?
Well, last night, before I hopped on a jet to come back here for Walleye Weekend.
Yeah, well, guess what? I saw Guardians 14 times in a theater, starting with 2 months ago.
Oh, you think you're funny? Okay, Mr. Space Jam, Mr. Back to the Future with your time machine doodads and way back fancy machine contraptions.
What? No, I don't think I'm funny. Well, maybe a little, but I'm not kidding when I say I've seen this movie lots of times. Right here in Wisconsin. In fact, I have all of the ticket stubs at home as proof.
Now, don't go throwing religion into it, Anthony.
Who said anything about religion? Mike, seriously, do you 100% believe that you are one of the few who got to see Guardians of the Galaxy in the theater because it's only playing in Colorado?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Now, what did I just say about religion, God, man? What's your problem?
My problem is that I brought a guest here on my radio show so that my 900,000 listeners could hear an exclusive scoop on a new movie you saw in Colorado. That's a movie we've all seen more than 10 times since August.
But I did see it in Colorado. That's where I'm from, Anthony.
Yeah, yes, I'm not saying that that is the absurd part here. What's absurd is that you claim that a movie that has made over $700 million worldwide has only been screened in Colorado.
I don't know why you're getting so upset. If you wait a while, I'm sure it's bound to open up around here too. It was really good.
I don't even know what to say anymore. Look, I want to apologize to everyone listening. This really didn't pan out exactly how I thought it would. Maybe next time you're in Wisconsin, Mike, you can drop back in, but maybe with, I don't know, something real. Mike?
I don't know what gets more realer than me seeing Guardians of the Galaxy before others get a chance.
You know what? Let's just cut to a song. First up is Tammy Howie, a singer-songwriter from Annapolis, Maryland, with her song, Enough. Enough from Tammy Howie. The song is called Enough, and that was the artist Tammy Howie, not enough from her already. I mean, like, I really, really do like her voice, and that won't be enough out of her because I'm going to feature her songs more on the Anton Radio program. So That Was Enough by Tammy Howie, who writes all of her songs and sings lead or backup vocals. You can find more music from her at soundcloud.com/betteroffred. That's all one word. soundcloud.com/betteroffred. All right, moving on with the show. Here's a little backstory. I happen to tour the local college campuses from time to time. It's true. Whatever you've heard, it's true. I go out there and hang flyers for the radio show. I see if there's any good parties, keggers, if you will. That's college speak for parties, keggers. And as I put on the Anton Radio Show flyers over someone else's, it caught my eye that this particular flyer that I was stapling onto was something that really, really caught my interest. So, during the song break, my next guest came into the radio show, quietly sat down, and I am ready to introduce her now. I decided to contact that leader of that fundraiser on that flyer that I just talked about. And the leader of that group, her name is Tiffany Tafari, local college student. Welcome to the show. How are you, Tiffany?
I'm good. How are you, Anthony?
Oh, excuse me. Are you okay?
I'm doing just swell. Lovely weather we're having.
Did something happen? What are you? Are you okay?
I'm splendid. Why?
Well, you don't sound good, or you don't look real fine. Seriously, is everything all right? Did something bad just happen?
No, I don't know. Why would you think that? Can't we just talk about the fundraiser I'm organizing?
I think before that, we should first figure out what's happening here. I mean, I can cut to a commercial if you need a few minutes, Tiffany.
No, I have all of my notes ready. Plus, this is a pretty passionate topic of mine, so I'm good. So on October 31st, Halloween night, I have a special fundraiser I want to bring awareness to.
Seriously, Tiffany, I can just stop the recording and just cut to a song from Skiznot or something.
No, I'm good. So Halloween at colleges tend to get very cliche, and I wanted to brighten up what is usually a very dark and scary holiday.
Okay, so what did you have in mind? Seriously, we don't have to do this right now.
You see, on campus I've witnessed the mistreatment of squirrels from time to time, and quite frankly, it's upsetting me, and I can barely sleep at night.
Oh, okay, so that's why you're crying. You just love the squirrels.
What? I'm not crying. Now, I organized a safe costume dance where everybody is welcome. We're only charging $4 admission, and all the proceeds go to saving and protecting these beautiful squirrels.
Now, what is happening to them? Now, really, Tiff, if you need a minute to collect yourself, just...
Why? I'm actually in a pretty good mood today, but you should see me on a bad day like Wednesday. Wednesday was a mess. Now the way my fellow alumni are throwing objects at these squirrels, it's just breaking my heart, like how it's breaking their tiny squirrel hearts.
That's awful. I mean, what kind of objects? But seriously, if there's anybody I can call for you, like a roommate, a legal guardian, someone?
The jocks on campus have been throwing rocks and stones and pebbles and boulders and pieces of Craig.
The aggro Craig from Nickelodeon Guts? No, that's not important. This is horrible. So what will this fundraiser all do? Also, do you want to lay down or need some fresh air or water or something?
It's called Girls for Squirrels, and each dollar we go gets to removing all of the stones and junk from the campus promenade.
Girls for Squirrels? Is there a better name maybe that you could...
No, because my sorority sisters are helping with this Halloween dance, and we're all girls.
Okay, well, anything else about this dance before we wrap things up? But hey, do you need a number for, like, a therapist or a counselor or something?
The Girls for Squirrels dance is on Halloween night, and we'll have a communal punch bowl that will be monitored. We have fun games that only cost $20 each to play, like bobbing for apples, pin the tail on the mummy, ghost, ghoul. It's like duck, duck, goose, you know, classic Halloween games.
Well, of course, you gotta have the classics, but $20? I mean, well, I guess since... that all goes to the fundraiser for a good cause.
No, I mean, the money made on the campus will be going back to my dad for all the decorations I bought on his credit card.
Oh my god, Tiffany, how much did you spend?
Not much, maybe $40 or $50.
Oh, well, $40 or $50, that's not really that much. Oh boy. Please, everyone, go to the Girls for Squirrels Halloween fundraiser costume party. $4 entry on October 31st, and all the money goes to removing the objects that jocks throw at squirrels on the campus lawn. I'd like to thank Tiffany Tafari for stopping by to spread awareness for this important event. But seriously, though, you've been crying this entire time. Are you sure you're fine?
Thank you for having me.
Okay, I think it's time to just kind of reset things a little bit and take a little jingle break. And then we'll be right back right after this little jingle break. This is the part of the show you've all been waiting for, when I sit down with a special over-the-phone interview with a big-time celebrity. Now, this one is going to be kind of a little bit interesting. With Halloween coming up, I thought this would be a perfect fit. And I have the character of Riff Raff from the 1975 motion picture The Rocky Horror Picture Show. This started off in 1973 as a musical stage production. And when it was released in 1975, it kind of had a pretty weak opening, but then soon got a cult following, in which it is now the longest release in film history, which it is continuously playing. And we have one of the iconic characters from that movie and the stage production, Riff Raff. Greetings.
Hello.
Now, I was so happy to be able to...
May I ask, were you talking about this being a film?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about how the stage production got turned into the film, and then the film became popular. I mean, I know you were part of the original stage. I just assume you preferred the film, because that's what has become the most popular amongst audiences.
My life is not a film, but instead, I dedicate it for being a faithful handyman, and you, Sir Anthony, from On Town Radio, I thought you were the candy man.
I see. You know, you're just quoting the songs, Sweet Transvestite. That's good. I like that you're kind of staying in character, Riff Raff.
What do you mean in character?
Well, I'm just saying, with the movie and the character you played, Riff Raff, I like that you're kind of sticking with that. And as we talk about the movie, I want to mention how I just love the Damn It Janet song that kind of kicks off the actual film.
Once again, I don't know what you're talking about when you say the film, but I will talk about Brad Majors and Janet Weiss, who saw that there was a light over at the Frankenstein place. It was indeed burning in the fireplace.
Yes, of course. I do want to touch on the fact that back when I said how this has been in continuously in theaters since the original 1975 release, I do want to mention how the reasoning for that is that it is a pop culture hit. It is a midnight movie extravaganza where a lot of people gather on the weekends and they watch it and they interact and they're throwing, you know, stuff at the screen. They're shouting out the lines with the characters. But then most importantly is that you actually, in most places, you can get in free as long as you're in costume of the characters from the movie. Did you ever think that you would get that kind of success back when you made this back in 1975? Like, did you ever predict this could happen?
You're all wet. Why are you all wet?
I apologize. I'm starting to kind of sweat, so I'm not really sure how this interview is going. I guess maybe what I want to talk about, I guess some of my other favorite characters. I really like the character of Magenta. I am in love with Magenta.
Hold the phone right there, Anthony.
Excuse me? I'm sorry?
Don't you dare lay a finger on Magenta. She is my sister.
Well, I didn't mean that.
And the only person who's allowed to lay a finger on her is me, her brother.
Well, yeah, I mean, I understand that you are brother and sister and you kind of have a strange relationship in the movie. I guess...
You know, perhaps we should change the subject.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. What about at the Frankenstein castle there? What kind of parking? Is there a lot of motorcycle parking?
Of course, we have plenty of space for motorcycles for our parties and conventions. So, if you have a motorcycle, you may apply for a special parking pass in which you'll receive a special rate, which I must say are excellent savings.
Okay, I must say this would be an awful interview if I didn't take this opportunity to ask you, what is the time warp like?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But, Anthony, listen closely.
Hopefully for not very much longer.
I've got to keep control. I remember, during the time warp, drinking those moments when the blackness would hit me. And the void
would be calling.
Yes, very good. Let's do the time warp again, is what those voids would be calling. So let's do that time warp again.
Now, for some of those listeners out there that maybe have never seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show, can you maybe just elaborate on how do you do the time warp?
Very well. Listen up closely. It's just a jump to the left.
Jump to the left, okay.
And then a step to the right.
Step to the right, right.
With your hand on your hips.
Hand on hips.
You'll bring your knees in tight.
Knees in tight.
But, it's the pelvic thrust. They really drive you insane.
Okay, that's it. All right, got that written down. That'll be good. Great advice. Thank you. I think that just about wraps us up here. I want to thank you for coming here. I really did enjoy the time here. I'm sorry we kind of had to cut it short. We're running out of time. But
you're just going to kick me out? Is that how you treat your guest?
Well, I mean, I'd like to have you back again. I mean, we don't have to wait till Halloween. I mean, I could have you back anytime you want. Hello? Did you just drop the phone? Are you Riff Raff? Are you still there?
That's me.
Oh, boy. I apologize for all of that. Riff Raff, everybody. So, anyways, that's going to wrap up another week of Anton Radio. I want to thank all of my guests, of course, my friend from Colorado, Mike John, and I would like to thank Tiffany Tafari, our college fundraising student. I'd like to thank Riff Raff that we just got off the phone with. I would like to thank our sponsors. I would like to thank our musical guest, Tammy Howie, and our musical coordinator, supervisor, specialist extraordinaire, Mr. Skiznot. Thank you so much for going out and reaching out for these music guests. Going out for reaching out, yes. And I would like to thank the listeners. Please follow me on Twitter at Anthony Latch, LAATSCH. Please subscribe to this on iTunes if you have not already. Plus, I do another podcast with my buddy Brent Strasberg. That's called The AB Conversation. AB Conversation is on iTunes, abconversation.net, at abconvo27. We cover movies, television, comics, video games, food, the internet, all of that stuff, and that's a weekly podcast. I would also like to thank the inspirations for this show, things like The Weird Al Show, Comedy Bang Bang, Saturday Night Live, The Onion, all of those kind of things make this happen. Thank you for listening to another week of Anton Radio. See, I wanted to say bye, I just don't know how to say bye, so I guess I'll just say bye.